Expulsions at the UN. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The United States just giving a dozen Russian diplomats the boot at the United Nations for undiplomatic activities. This as the UN General Assembly holds a rare emergency meeting on Russia's war in Ukraine amid growing concerns about the Russian president's state of mind.
Senior American officials who've been dealing with Putin for decades now are starting to ring alarm bells about his mental state. They are noting things like a stark change in his public behavior, attitude, and his decisions. President Obama's ambassador to Russia says when dictators rule for decades, they stop listening to advisors, become disconnected from reality, spend a lot of time alone, and overreach. This is exactly what's happened to Putin.
Fox's Jillian Turner. A day after President Putin put his nuclear forces on alert, the State Department calls it a provocative rhetoric. In a new Quinnipiac poll taken before Putin's alert, 63% of Americans say they're concerned Putin might use nuclear weapons. Two-thirds think he intends to invade more than Ukraine. A member of the Ukrainian parliament, Alexei Goncharenko, appealing to the U.S.
Please provide us with a non-fly zone like it was done in Syria and Libya. Because we are suffering and civilians are suffering from the airstrikes.
On the ground, satellite photos show a miles-long Russian convoy heading for the capital. On the eve of the State of the Union address, President Biden is hosting a celebration of Black History Month.
Black History Month is more than a celebration. It's a powerful, powerful reminder that Black history is American history. Black culture is American culture. Black stories are essentially an ongoing story of America.
During the event, the First Lady wearing a mask with a sunflower, the national flower of Ukraine, to show support for the Ukrainian people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. Russia facing a war crimes probe. The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court says he plans to open an investigation as rapidly as possible into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine, where a mass effort to escape the fighting continues.
People fleeing however they can, now getting out of the country.
The UN estimating 500,000 refugees so far. Fox's Benjamin Hall visiting a train station in Lviv, Ukraine.
What we saw was heartbreaking, a sea of humanity, people getting out absolutely however they can. Tickets for these people are no good. They just get on any train they can. They've left behind their lives, their homes, their jobs. And again, getting on a train, finding one is nearly impossible.
The men being turned back to help defend their country. A school bus overturns in North Carolina. State Highway Patrol saying any injuries were minor, but county officials say 12 people, including the bus driver, were taken to a hospital for treatment. The bus was from Cleveland High, southeast of Raleigh. The weather described as clear at the time. With the crash under investigation. Three West Coast governors announced they're getting rid of mask mandates in schools.
The three Democratic governors, California's Gavin Newsom, Oregon's Kate Brown, and Washington's Jay Inslee, jointly cited falling infection and hospitalization rates for the decision. Masking in those states will only be recommended in most indoor areas by March 12th. California will start observing that this week. It's not a complete end. Masking in high-risk interior settings such as airports and public transportation will still be observed. Governor Inslee says masking now moves to a personal or business choice as Americans learn to live daily with COVID. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Dow down 166 points at the close, but had been down more than 500 during the session. The NASDAQ finishing higher. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.